This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. If you're like me, we're all scrambling right now to figure out childcare and things like that as schools across the state are closed for the time being. It is a very extraordinary step that the governor has taken here, but it is what she and public health officials and others who are making decisions right now felt was necessary to stop the spread or slow the spread of the new coronavirus that's causing COVID-19. And this is a big decision, but of course, it does come at extraordinary costs as well.
Keep in mind, when it comes to schools and the services that they provide, they're not just educating our kids, although that's a huge part of it, obviously. But in a lot of cases, they're also providing them, in some cases, maybe the only meals that those students get. So you think of things like free breakfasts, they provide lunches for kids, and in some cases, they provide dinners. And not only that, but they're also kind of a form of childcare. This is a place where parents can send their kids, know that they'll be safe while they go off to work. And for a lot of parents out there who are not able to work remotely, who are not able to work from home, they're finding themselves in a sort of childcare crisis. Who am I going to find to take care of my kids while all this is going on? And especially for low-income parents, how are they going to be able to afford that? Before this announcement was made by the governor, I spoke with Kent County Health Department official Joanne Hoganson, and this is sort of how she broke down all of those things that sort of come into play when it comes to closing down schools.
Kids will receive good food. They will be in a safe environment. They will have teachers watching out for them. Sometimes when school is canceled, children are left unattended or they're brought to grandparents' house, which the grandparents might be very vulnerable to COVID-19, and it could cause serious health problems in the caretakers, even though the child is relatively well.
So there were a lot of things that sort of had to come into play when the governor was making this decision, and a lot of, you know, sort of ripple effects that come from closing down schools aside from just parents being like, hey, now I got to deal with my kids. There's a lot going on here. And keep in mind, this is a 3-week school closure. And if we go back to the education piece of it, we still don't know if students are going to have to make up these days later on, if there's any testing that they're going to have to, you know, sort of reschedule. There's just so much going on here, and there's a huge impact that comes with closing down the schools.
One thing about the timing of this decision is it comes right around the time that many schools are having spring break, which may mitigate some of the impact here. But there are public schools and other schools that have spring break outside of this window. And the governor is saying that she is hoping that some of those schools are able to move their spring break so that this encompasses that time. But we are already hearing that there are public schools out there that are saying that they can't do that, that they are not anticipating coming back until this period is over, plus their spring break. So that sort of extends this period where kids will not be in school. So that is going to be a big question about how schools are handling this. And that is something that they're grappling with right now.